Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Now let's learn more about yesterday's shooting at Seattle Pacific University. As Lisa Brooks was telling you and Patricia Murphy, one person is dead, three injured so far. The suspected gunman is in custody. That shooting locked down the SPU campus. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph was there shortly after the shooting started, and she tells us how the day unfolded.
Thursday afternoon, Daniel Martin got the text that every university president dreads. His campus was on lockdown. There was a gunman. Within minutes, administrators flipped on the security cameras at Otto Miller Hall, the scene of the shooting.
So my first reaction was one of heartbreak that a senseless act of this nature could occur on this campus.
Engineering student Chris Howard was in a machine shop working on a project when a student stumbled into the room.
And he ran in frantic, checking behind him a little bit, and basically just said, you know, to close the door.
He was desperate to know how secure the room was.
He was concerned about the security of the room while bleeding.
Bleeding from the neck. They secured the doors, and Howard went for a first aid kit. Within moments, he saw a woman on the floor with a wound in her chest.
I get her head on my lap, and her phone is next to her, you know, lying on the ground with, you know, some blood stains on the front, and basically, just frantically having conversation, you know, trying to assure that she's going to be fine, she's going to get through this.
She was seriously hurt.
We start saying, you know, do you want us to call anyone? And she says, obviously, yes. You know, so we start going through her phone, calling her mother, calling her aunt. Calling what's evidently her best friend.
Chris Howard left message after message. Then the police were there. Jillian Smith was taking a math test while chaos erupted a floor below. The police came for the students and ushered them out.
And we met all in the lobby, and that's where it was, like, taped off. We saw blood on the carpet, bullet shells, blood splatters on the wall.
Minutes later, she was on the street staring back at the building and saying what had happened had not sunk in yet. As he was leaving, Chris Howard saw the suspected shooter on the ground. A student member of the security staff and others had tackled and disarmed him.
At that point, he wasn't struggling. He was just laying there.
Later, SPU President Daniel Martin was overwhelmed.
Student acting without regard to their own safety on behalf of others. One of the things that we believe as a campus community is that we are a community, and that we care for those. And any action that we can take that can serve others, that could help others in the moment, to recognize that and act. And certainly those that were involved did just that.
Around him, students and other members of the university community were comforting each other and listening to each other's stories. Their phones were ringing as word of the shooting spread, and worried parents and friends made contact.
Okay. I'm okay. Yeah.
Brianna Clark's phone was ringing constantly.
I'm from California, and people from Los Angeles are hearing this and hoping I'm okay. Times. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just had to answer a crying mother on the phone who... My mother, right, because she knows I'm here 9 to 5, day in and day out.
Hours later, hundreds of people streamed toward a church on the edge of the campus for a prayer vigil. I had just seen Chris Howard from the machine shop. His hands were still shaking. He said he was worried about the woman he helped.
Hey, well, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Hi, thanks for coming.
And then Jillian Smith was at the church. She said she was okay. Then she was completely enveloped in the arms of friends. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.